Aloha, and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. Join us today along with co-hosts Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. As you hear the gripping stories today from our special guests, we invite you to call us at 296-5467. Again, that's 296-5467. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Now, over the course of the last few days, maybe a couple of weeks, I've been trying to expand our horizons in our availability to be connected here. And so, through Facebook and our email, we've open it up for people to communicate with us. And I just wanted at the beginning of our show to share with you some of the responses that we've gotten. We had a very special show in the last couple of days, but we talked this past week with a man who was suffering from a terrible drug addiction and had a dramatic heart attack and was left there for quite some time in a 7-Eleven, and then he told about the story of his wife and how his wife kept praying for him. Well, Don O'Brien wrote on her Facebook page, she said, P.S., flipped on the radio and heard a man talk about how his wife was faithfully battling in prayer for him while he was a stubborn addict who told her that if she didn't like it, she could, quote-unquote, see the door. Instead, she honored her covenant, heeded his call, and heaped high the prayers. Bruce V. turned for God big time. And she thanks us. She thanks the Good Life Hawaii program. Blossom Kaleo wrote and said, wow, Katie Thayer Sorrell, what an encouragement. Chantel Coa Hansen wrote, wow, that's deep, girl. It's not easy to stay in a marriage with someone who is an addict. It's not easy at all, especially if there has been abuse in the marriage. It's very difficult to honor God's covenant. Thanks be to God that this amazing woman decided to stay and show her husband what love is. Obviously, she knows what the love of Christ is, and she knows how to love as Christ loves her, us. Thank you for reminding us how to love with the love of Christ. Les Yanagi wrote, amazing. Ronaldo Tampon wrote, thanks. That's faith building. Hope. Well, I got an email from Dwayne out in Aiea, and he emailed saying, really look forward to listening to the show. I'm really glad the show is on for additional days. Well, I tell you, it's good for us to have the opportunity to be with you more often, and also to make the communication lines available for you via Facebook and our email, danny@thegoodlifehawaii.org. Keep the communication coming. We love to hear from you, and it just adds so much depth, more dimension to the richness of our time together. Franklin Delano Roosevelt once said, we cannot always build the future for our youth, but we can build our youth for our future. Our guest today has served for the last decade of his career in public service, providing leadership and decision-making, tough decision-making, for the youth of Hawaii and the families of Hawaii on the State Board of Education. Of course, these are tumultuous times. They have been, they continue to be. But without team players who are leaders in their own right, navigating through systems, economics, politics, while at the same time trying to keep a clear eye on the bottom line of education of our young people, and shoring up tattered processes. It's a daunting task, one that not everyone is fit for. Some have been called to do it, as is our guest. When I think of him and where he is headed, I think of what George Pompidou stated. He said, "A statesman is a politician who places himself at the service of a nation." A politician is a statesman who places the nation at his service. Well, I think of him as a true statesman. Now, I want you to know that as I introduce our guest, the reason we have this program is very simple. It's so that you could be brought closer and closer in relationship to God through faith in Jesus Christ. Breen Harimoto. Breen is a member of the Hawaii State Board of Education, the Leeward District. He's been there since 2002. Prior to that, he was the deputy director for the City and County of Honolulu, Department of Information Technology. He's a graduate of Waipahu High School and the University of Hawaii. His life has taken some unusual turns. So unusual, you will marvel when you hear them. Some people wonder, how does God speak to people? Well, Breen can tell us from personal experience how his faith has been the source of direction and strength in his life. He's here to tell us about it and how he is being led in the next phase of his life of service. Breen, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me here, Danny.
Well, Breen, tell us, you know, where did you grow up?
Well, born and raised in Pearl City. Lived there all my life. Got married and bought a house in Pearl City.
Still there?
Still there.
Okay. Pearl City all the way, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
And, well, you know, let's get right into it, Breen. How did you become a Christian?
Well, you know, I guess I've always believed that there was a God. In my heart, I always knew that, but never went to church, never really knew what it was all about, never read the Bible. And I guess along the way, various people have planted the seeds. Thinking back about it, there are many times I can remember that friends who are Christians planted some seeds. But it wasn't until it was the year 2000 that something happened that changed my whole life. My niece, Trisha, would occasionally ask us to go to church. And we did occasionally just to kind of see her sing and, you know, lead worship. But one day she asked us to come to an evening service. It was a service for the youth to hear Kevin Asano speak.
Okay.
Because we all know Kevin Asano.
Kevin Asano,
people
Olympic
our age,
champion.
Yeah. Olympic silver medalist in judo. And I said, wow, okay, yes, I'd love to hear Kevin Asano. So we went. Kevin Asano was speaking about perseverance. And he kept saying, through all his trials and tribulations of getting ready for the Olympics, just keep persevering. And at one point, he said, you know, if you're not quite fulfilled in your job, and of course I expected him to say, keep persevering. But instead he said, maybe that's not where God wants you to be. And when he said that, I don't know how I knew it, but God spoke to me. And I wasn't a Christian now. And God spoke to me and said, you belong in public service. And I was floored. I mean, I knew this was God. I don't know how I knew. And I just don't know what happened after that.
Now, let's paint a picture. So you're, you know, people may have different view. I mean, I know a little bit of the background. So, you know, people might be thinking you're in a cathedral somewhere. But no, you're at... this is at Momilani.
No, well, this was the evening service, which was back then in a warehouse.
Oh, is okay, in a warehouse.
It was in a warehouse, okay. Full of kids, you know, young people.
Okay, and you're this is young a youth service, right?
Right, right.
In really a most innocuous place where you think maybe God will send down a profound message to an individual at a specific point. But please continue. The warehouse.
Yeah, I mean, thinking back, it's like, oh my God. But yeah, it was like, I don't know how I knew it, but God spoke to me. Yeah. At that time, I was working at First Hawaiian Bank. I was the data center operations manager. Thought I was really happy at my job, working night and day, but I love working night and day. I thought I was really happy, but you know, at that moment, I realized I was not happy. And God spoke to me. And I went home and I think, oh, I got to tell my wife, but I can't. You know, she'd think I'm crazy.
Now, you're not even a Christian at this point, right?
Okay. No, I wasn't. So all of the next day, I don't know why I was home, but I remember I was home the next day and God spoke to me again. And it was not, this time it was different. It was just kind of a push and a nudge telling me to call David. And you know, David was a friend, an acquaintance.
Mm-hmm.
And so, okay, why am I supposed to call David? I just can't shake this all day, this nagging feeling, call David. So finally, at the end of the day, I pick up the phone and call David and said, well, you know, David, I think I want to get into public service. Can you help me? Point me in the right direction? And David says, well, the city's information technology director is retiring. So he says, send in your resume. So I said, okay. I sent in my resume. And again, you know, I'm not sure what's happening. But a few weeks later, I get a call from the mayor's office, come in for an interview. And I'm going, oh my God, what's going on? 20 minutes interview, just kind of small talk. And the mayor offers, back then this was Mayor Harris now.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor offers me a job as deputy director. And I'm, oh my God, this has got to be God. I don't know what's going on, but I know in my heart God told me to do this. So I accepted the job. I go home, I tell my wife, I just accepted the job. And of course, she's not a Christian either. We don't know what's going on. And she says, well, okay, but did you really think this through? You know, I'm an analytical person. I usually analyze things to death. But I knew this was what I'm supposed to do. So I just took the job. And she goes, well, how much does it pay? It's like, I don't know. But I know this is what I'm supposed to do. But, you know, that was a huge step for me. Hmm. People say that, wow, you know, how can you do that?
And you're pretty high up with First Hawaiian Bank, too.
Yes.
Good job.
Good job, good money.
Okay, so everything's, all of a sudden, things are changing, you know, rather heavily.
Yes, but again, in my heart, I knew God told me to do this. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I knew that, but I did it. And it led to many good things there. And, you know, I kept thinking about it, well, okay, what is this? What's happening? But then before I really knew what was going on, then something else happened.
What happened?
This was in May of 2002, so almost 2 years later, a year and a half later. An acquaintance who was on the Board of Education sent me an email and says she's ill, she needs to resign, and she plans to ask Governor Cayetano back then to appoint me to her vacant seat. And I'm thinking, there's no way. You know, I know politics, how it works. I would not be appointed because I don't know anybody. I have no connections.
Mm-hmm.
A few weeks later, I get a call from Governor Cayetano's office saying, come in, governor's going to appoint me to the vacant seat. And I'm thinking, oh my God, this has got to be God. And again, I really don't know what's happening or why.
Now, again, are you a Christian at this point?
No.
No, still not.
No,
right?
I'm still not.
Okay, so.
I mean, it's like, I can't tell anybody this story. I can't even tell my wife what's happening because I think they're going to say I'm crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep it inside. I get on the Board of Education. I'm appointed. This was in May of 2002. Then I find out, but my appointment is only until the elections that's coming up. So I'm just appointed for a few months, and I'm thinking,
few months.
What am I going to do? I'm not going to run for re-election. But then I think, wow, God put me here, so there must be a reason. So I guess I have to run for re-election. So I put my name in, and I didn't do anything. And I figured, okay, God, if this is what I'm supposed to do, I guess I'm going to win the election.
Yeah.
And I sit back and wait, and then after a while, I realize, I don't think this is how God works. I think I'm supposed to do my part. So I quickly put a campaign together and stand on the street and wave and everything. And I win the election. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, okay, this is it. I can't keep this in anymore. So I decided I'm going to church. And of course, in my heart, I knew where I belonged. It's Grace Bible. That's where my niece went, and that's I knew that's
and
where
that
I belong.
Was where it all happened the first time. Yes. When you heard Kevin Asano.
That's correct.
Okay.
So I show up at church. Pastor Norman knows me from some of my community work back then.
Mm-hmm.
And he calls me up, introduces me to the congregation, and I just say, well, I want to be a regular here. I really don't know what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. You don't know the proper protocol and the way, how to say things. And
yeah, I really don't know.
Yeah.
But I knew that's where I belonged.
Okay.
God did all these wonderful things in my life, and it's time that I figure this out, what's happening. And then Pastor Norman invites me out to lunch. We're sitting in Bob's Big Boy, Mapunapuna.
When it was open.
When it was still open. And I remember Pastor Norman talking to me about God and how Jesus died on the cross for me. And it was like, I just broke down in tears. I just cried profusely. I couldn't stop crying.
Right there in the restaurant.
Right there in the restaurant.
Right on the table.
I didn't care who was watching. I just could not control myself.
Wow.
And I accepted the Lord right there in Bob's Big Boy.
Right in Bob's Big Boy. What was it? What was it, Breen, about the good news message, the message of God's love to you? What was it that touched you that so deeply?
Well, I guess that, as I told Pastor Norman there at Bob's Big Boy, so many things have happened in my life that I think God has been so good to me, so good to my family, and I just didn't understand that until that moment. And it was like God has been so good. He's blessed us in so many ways that it just finally came to me that that was what was happening. And I just had to give my life to Christ.
You know, I mean, you've taken us, man, in the last, I mean, we're talking about the last decade, but this is looks like it's maybe the first few years of, you know, 2000, 2001 to 2002, you know. And your life is radically changing. And then you accept the Lord Jesus Christ. God is speaking to you, opening doors along the way. You know, I can't help but to think, Breen, that sometimes people who are listening are also brought and are aware that maybe God is moving in their life too. They may not be a Christian yet, but God is still at work. Sometimes we think God only works when you become a Christian, but He is at work even before. And when we come back, I want you to hear. It's an incredible story. It's an incredible beginning, but Breen has so much more to share about what God has done and has continued to do in his life. And you know, the thing about it is it gives us hope that God can do something in our life, right where we are, right in the situation that we find ourselves right now, because he loves you. He loves you. Stay with us. We'll be back with Breen Harimoto.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home. So afraid that you will not be found, it won't be long before your sun goes down. Just leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Ever hoped God would use you as a missionary, but your life situation didn't allow it? Here's Stephen Lathrop Lee, Executive Director of Jesus Christ is Calling You and Director of JCCY's Paradise Global Mission.
In Paradise Global Mission, we exist to serve churches and Christ followers who are called to the mission field, but cannot commit long term. If you ever wonder, can God use me? The answer is yes. Paradise Global Mission teams are known for having long-term impact through short-term missions. God can and will use you. I invite you to find out more about opportunities to join a Paradise Global Mission team in China, Uganda, Brazil, Dominican Republic, Thailand, and Japan. Take a step of faith today.
Paradise Global Mission specializes in creating unforgettable short-term mission experiences. Receive training. Make memories that will last a lifetime. Touch people for eternity in Jesus' name.
Call Stephen at 330-5524. That's 330-5524.
A door to your dream is now open. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. We're here listening to a very heartfelt, dramatic testimony in an innocuous place like Bob's Big Boy, where one of the state's leaders accepts the Lord Jesus Christ right there in the restaurant in tears as his pastor shares with him the message of God's love and what Jesus did for him, dying on the cross, being raised on the third day, and the love that God has for Breen Harimoto. A program like The Good Life Hawaii is made possible because there are generous sponsors like Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, dentist Dr. Jeffrey Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Bert's Unical on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, and realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited. To hear programs like this and others, go to www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can email me from there. You can send in prayer requests. You can share testimonies at our website, thegoodlifehawaii.org. We love to hear from you. It's, like I said before, it adds so much more depth and richness to our time together. Well, Breen, take us from where you are. You accept Christ. God's been leading you in several years before, but you didn't really know all that was going on, but God was opening doors for you, and finally you accept the Lord Jesus at Bob's. What happened?
Well, I think at that point, my whole life changed. My outlook on life changed. One of the biggest things at that point to me was to get my wife also to accept Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And my small group and I, we prayed week after week, month after month, year after year. Yeah. I think it was probably 2 or 3 years later,
mm-hmm.
That she finally accepted Christ. And that was one of the big joys in my life. She was, I'd say, maybe a typical unbeliever, where every Sunday I'd ask her, "Shell, I'm going to church, come with me." "No, no, 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 no." And pretty soon it was like, "Leave me alone. I don't want to do this."
Mm-hmm.
But I kept asking her, and one day she said, "Okay, okay," and she came with me, and she accepted the Lord also. That was a real turning point in our marriage, I think.
You know, Breen, why? It seems like something that's obvious to people who are Christ followers, people who are Christians, that you would want your family members to accept Christ also. But why did you? Why were you so desirous of your wife also becoming a Christian?
Well, I guess so many reasons, but one is I wanted to share the joy of Christ with her. I wanted us to be in heaven together, you know, all of those things. But I think it was more just that we could be together, go to church together, you know, share the joy of Christ.
Now, so much of your career in this latter part, the last decade, has been in public service and now in politics. How did you get interested in politics? How does that drive or passion connect with you?
Well, I guess first of all, I need to make it clear I have no real drive to be a politician. I pretty much despise politics. I don't like politicians. Well, I should temper that.
Yeah, we can edit that. This is a live show, but we can edit that out.
Let me qualify. I mean, you know, you hear so much in the news about politicians going astray, you know, falling off the edge, doing some crazy things.
Okay.
And I didn't want to be like that. You know, it's like that was all the bad news to me.
Mm-hmm.
But what I began to realize was that I had been serving the community, maybe not in politics, but in different ways. I had been a volunteer in a community practically my whole life, been doing a lot of things in the community. And I guess public service, I came to realize, was not only in politics, but serving in my community center, serving in my community associations, you know, those kind of things. But when the call came for politics, I resisted so much. I just had this really negative feeling about politics and politicians. I did not want to go there. But the call kept coming stronger and stronger. And I felt like, okay, if God is telling me to do this, I guess I have to listen. But although confirmation came from my pastor and my small group and everybody, I kept, you know, the conscious mind kicks in and your mind says, no, that's a crazy thought. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But different things happened along the way. I guess the turning point was when I was the city IT deputy director. When Mayor Harris left office, we all were out of a job. I had been unemployed for over a year. And this was a real new experience for me because in the past, every job I've applied for, I got in IT. That was my whole passion, my whole career.
You were batting 1,000 when it came to finding a job.
Except this time I could not find an IT job. For whatever reason, I didn't quite understand what was happening. But I thought, okay, I'm a Christian. I'm going to have faith. I have faith that God will provide. But after a year, I was like, okay. You know, I think God was allowing me to let my roots grow deep and really understand what true faith was. But I was sitting back waiting for God to provide something. And that's not how it works, I realized. But after a while, a friend of mine from church, Eldon, has a IT company. So he had been asking me to come work for him. And I kept saying, no, I don't think that's really what I should be doing. I just didn't feel right about it. But after a while, almost down to my last penny, I said, okay, Eldon, I'll come work for you. Thank you. Thank you for offering me a job. And this was on a Wednesday. Now, on a Thursday, Councilman Gary Occhino, who is a friend, calls me up and he says, let's have lunch tomorrow. So I said, okay, thinking that he's going to ask me to help with his campaign that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So Friday morning, we're in small group, and I asked my group buddies to come pray for me for my job. While we're praying, God puts a thought in my mind saying, did I take that job just for the money, or will I have faith? And I'm floored with this. I just end up crying again, saying, what is this? So I tell my small group, not knowing, okay, well, I'm not sure what's happening.
Now, a small group, just so we can explain, a small group is a group of men?
It's a group of
friends?
Men, group of men who we just kind of process life together,
okay.
Share and help each other through problems and to
fellow Christians.
Encouragement. And the best part is it keeps each other, it keeps all of us accountable to each other.
How often do you meet?
We meet every week.
Every week?
Every week. So this is great. So they prayed for me.
Okay.
A couple hours later, I go to lunch with Gary. And the first thing he says is, I have a job from God for you.
He says it like that.
And I'm thinking, oh, well, my God, what's
that? The God, he pulled out the God card.
Yeah. And he asked me to be one of his aides, come work with him.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, okay, this has got to be what God means.
Wow.
So I call up Eldon and say, sorry, Eldon, I'm going to renege my promise, which I never have done before, but I know God's leading me down this path.
Mm-hmm.
And Eldon was very nice. He understood.
Mm-hmm. Gracious.
So I went to work for Gary. 4 years later, I'm still with him. One of his aides at the city. I have a good understanding of how the city works. And then the call comes to run for city council.
Okay, it's getting deeper, heavier, better. We're going to take a break. As we move towards a crescendo moment, I want you to have a clear period of time to explain this calling. In politics, this calling now in this next phase to run for city council. You've brought us to this far. I think as we live our lives, Breen, we look forward to new chapters. You're a good example of someone who's not only looked forward to it, but when it comes, you're aware of it. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Breen Harimoto.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro.
Years ago, the great lyricist Oscar Hammerstein flew with a friend over New York Harbor, approaching the Statue of Liberty. When the pilot suddenly banked the plane, he saw the rare sight of Lady Liberty's hand. Amazed, he noticed every lock and braid meticulously carved and polished. He remembered, this gift was given by France in 1886, before airplanes were even invented. Frédéric Auguste Bartholdi, the sculptor, could have saved months of painstaking labor and expenses by doing minimal work, reasoning no one but seagulls would see it. A gentle reminder, pay attention to details. Don't neglect the little things. You never know how your private work will be scrutinized publicly. I'm Danny Yamashiro, enriching you with the good life.
To receive more inspiration and insights from Danny Yamashiro, visit DannyYamashiro.com. This ad is brought to you by select corporate sponsors who care about you. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. We're here today with Breen Harimoto. And, you know, here is a man in public service. You may have heard it said before that you've got to track with God. And God will track with you. But here's a person, maybe I should say, and here's a person who's walking close to God. And sometimes I think if you, I mean, he's walking closely with God and seeing the Lord move through every aspect of his life. So he's, Breen, you were out of work for a year and you were going to take a job, and then God convicts you and he says, you know, did you do it just because it became a faith issue? And then the next day you are offered another job, and then you're working with Gary Occhino, who has been a public servant for quite some time. What happened after that?
Well, as I said, I've been working with Gary for 4 years now. But the call has come for me to take the next step, to become a politician, which I, as I said, I didn't want to do. I had resisted the call for a long time. I got confirmation from a lot of different sources that this is what I'm supposed to do. And in my heart, I got to a point where I was convinced, okay, this is God telling me I need to do this. But my mind kept telling me, no, that's crazy. Don't do it. So, you know, it became a push-pull, and, you know, the mind kicking in. And I think a lot of people can relate to that. But I guess it got to a point, several turning points. But again, you know, God spoke to me at one point and he said, when I was sharing with my small group, you know, my biggest fear was that politicians run astray. You know, they do something crazy and they have a huge fall off the cliff. And I didn't want to be one of those. But God told me, stay close to your brothers, for they will rein you in when you fall. And that was so profound for me, because it wasn't if you fall, it was when you fall. And that told me, I mean, my interpretation of that was crystal clear, that I'm human. I'm not perfect. My fear was that I'm going to make a mistake, but we all make mistakes. And God told me, don't be afraid to make a mistake, that my small group brothers, they're going to hold me accountable. They're going to pull me back when I start to fall off the cliff, so I won't make that huge fall. And that was so profound. That was one of the turning points where I said, okay, God, you've provided me with this cover, this umbrella of cover with my small group brothers. They're going to hold me accountable, make sure that I walk the straight line. And I said, okay, I think this is what I'm supposed to do.
You know, as you go into, you know, this campaign for the city council, looking back on your past serving on the Board of Education, what lessons have you learned by your service on the Board of Education?
Wow, that's a loaded question. I've learned so much. You know, when I got on the board, I wasn't a Christian yet. I mean, but I knew that this was God. It was a long way before I realized, you know, how things work and how God works. But I know at one point when I was elected chair of the board, or before that, when I felt moved to run for chair of the board. But I was thinking, no, is that me? Is that my pride saying, yeah, I can do this. I want to be chair. Or is that really God saying, that's my calling? And again, processing all this with my small group, my friends said, no, I'm supposed to do this. So I did. Ran for chair, and I became chair for 2 years.
So I said, okay, 2004, 2005?
2004 and 2005. Okay. Served as chair. Tumultuous years, but I was there for a reason. And that's a lesson I learned. God put me there for a reason, but I kind of missed the mark. I learned the hard way that I was so driven to do God's job, to do God's work there, that I kind of lost touch of the fact that it's not me. I'm not doing this myself. That I should have done my part, but I should have left more to God. I was so driven. You know, it's like, I know what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to get it done. But after the fact, I realized, you know, God's in control, not me. God put me there for a reason, but I was kind of operating like I was in control. And I realized the hard way that I need to realize where the line is between what I'm supposed to do and to leave God in control.
you know, at a time like this, sometimes it's a point of tension to, you know, let God be in control. I mean, he is ultimately in control anyway. It just makes it so much more agonizing sometimes when we resist. But as we look ahead, now as you campaign for a city council, and looking back at your past experience, what do you feel will qualify you for this position?
Well, first and foremost, I think the most important thing is my faith.
Okay.
I think I'm so well grounded in my faith, and I have my cover of my small group and my church to make sure that I don't go astray. And that's the biggest thing for me, that what I do is from my heart. It's where God leads me. Sometimes we make tough decisions in politics, even on the Board of Education. I mean, there's so many times on the board where I'm either in a minority or many times I'm a minority of one. And people tell me, wow, how do you do that, that you stand alone? How do you try to, you know, please everybody? And I say, wait a minute. I don't try to please everyone. There's just one person I need to please, and that's my God. That's the only person I'm concerned about pleasing, doing God's bidding. So I don't have a problem with speaking alone, standing alone, as long as I'm sure that I'm doing God's work, that is God's will. And I think on the city council, if I'm elected, then I can really be sure that I'm doing what is right without fear of who says what about me, without fear of the harsh words, the criticism that is bound to come.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, being a person of God helps in that way.
You know, it's not all often that, you know, you and I were talking earlier about how, you know, as you're sharing, Breen, people now are hearing, your name is out there, you know, you've been voted into office before, you've campaigned, your name is known. But people see political leaders, community leaders as figureheads. And, you know, it's an image. And sometimes they don't know the humanity behind it, that this is a live, you know, they know that that's a human being, obviously, but that there's feelings, that there are convictions, that there are challenges, struggles. I mean, you talk about being out of work for a year. I mean, that opens up a point of relatability to many people. And it's not just a token thing. It's very much ingrained. But then even making these hard decisions. You know what I'd like to do, because not everybody, you know, often gets a chance, and I just want to open up the phone lines for people that may want to ask you questions about some things that may concern them, some things that may be weigh heavy on their heart. It may be a point of concern. It may be just an encouragement to you, because you're a rare person in the political arena to be so clear in where you stand when it comes to your relationship with the Lord. And you're open about it, clear about it, but the grace of God has sustained you throughout. So when we come back from our break, I'm going to open up the phone lines. It's 296-5467. We have Breen Harimoto. He's served on the Board of Education for a number of years, he's a candidate for city council right now. And I'm going to open it up to call. You can ask him questions, talk with him. 296-5467. We have Breen Harimoto. Go ahead, go to the phones. Go ahead and make your call and stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Ever hoped God would use you as a missionary, but your life situation didn't allow it? Here's Stephen Lathrop Lee, Executive Director of Jesus Christ is Calling You and Director of JCCY's Paradise Global Mission.
In Paradise Global Mission, we exist to serve churches and Christ followers who are called to the mission field, but cannot commit long term. If you ever wonder, can God use me? The answer is yes. Paradise Global Mission teams are known for having long-term impact through short-term missions. God can and will use you. I invite you to find out more about opportunities to join a Paradise Global Mission team in China, Uganda, Brazil, Dominican Republic, Thailand, and Japan. Take a step of faith today.
Paradise Global Mission specializes in creating unforgettable short-term mission experiences. Receive training. Make memories that will last a lifetime. Touch people for eternity in Jesus' name.
Call Stephen at 330-5524. That's 330-5524.
A door to your dream is now open. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. We're here with candidate for City Council, Breen Harimoto. A program like this would not be possible if it wasn't for some generous sponsors like Dr. Kerry Ishihara of Wahiawa, and people like Dr. Calvin Oishi, and the other sponsors that have been so generous, A1A Electrician, HMC Karaoke. But we're taking calls right now at 296-5467. I know the lines are beginning to light up. We've got Susan on the line right now. Susan, so good to have you. Welcome.
Hi.
To our show.
Thank you very much.
Susan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm just excited about this program to hear about Breen. I'm not sure how you spell his first name, though, but I have a question.
Yes.
I'm wanting to know if God has a platform for our government and how he received that information, so that I know God is leading him. It's obvious to me, but I know that God spoke to him when he wasn't a Christian, and I understand there are some people in politics who would like to sort of create a theocracy in Hawaii. I'm wondering what kind of platform.
Okay.
This is not me that's speaking. I'm talking to other people that would like to do that.
So okay, go ahead.
Okay, thanks for asking, Susan. I think for me, it's clearly an issue of bringing government back to the people, bringing the right values and morals into government. I think over time we've lost that. And I think, you know, I was telling Danny earlier that for me, it's always been, you know, God, why me? You know, why me? Choose somebody else. There's so many people more qualified than me. But I've realized that God is not only calling me, God is calling an army of us to step forward. So once I realized that, I said, okay, I'm not going to be alone in politics. Many people like me are going to come forward, and we're going to bring morals back, the right values and morals back into government. To me, that's what it's about.
Certainly, certainly I agree with that. But I'm wondering if you would be forcing certain people to believe in Jesus Christ. And I know God led you when you were not a Christian, and he led you to be born again. And I know some people just want to force things on people, and I'm not sure if that's American.
Okay.
Even though I agree that he's doing a good work in you, it's obvious.
Yeah, I think to be clear, no, I for me, I'm not looking to bring Christianity, you know, to force that on everyone. I understand that would not be my place as an elected leader, but certainly I can use the platform to do certain things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, for example, I won't say who my pastor is, but he got a lot of hate mail because he did not support a certain bill.
Mm-hmm.
And these are hate mail from Christians. It wasn't that he opposed the bill, but he wanted to, you know, it's like Jesus ate with the sinners. But apparently some people are, some Christians are very opposed to that.
Well, and sometimes people in public service, and maybe even your pastor, you know, would be or in a place that they have to make a decision, they have to choose sides.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's... We're not going to please everybody.
Uh-huh.
What would you say in relation to that, Breen?
Well, I can guess what the topic is you're talking about. But, you know, when people ask me about that, to me, the bottom line is to me, God tells us to love everyone, treat everyone with respect.
Uh-huh.
So to me, that's what I go by.
I wish you the best, and I hope you are elected. It's God's will, and it's wonderful.
Susan, thank you for calling and taking time to be with us.
Thank you, Danny.
If you haven't done so already, just go ahead and stay on the line. I'd like to just follow up with something for you.
Okay.
And we've got another caller, and we're taking calls right now with Breen Harimoto. Our program is live, 296-5467. We still have a few minutes. We've got another caller on the line. His name is Bob. Bob, welcome. Welcome to our show.
Thank you very much. I would just like to add to Breen's depth of community service and his desire to please God.
Mm-hmm.
I work with him at Pearl City Foundation as a development director, and he spends an inordinate amount of time there making sure that the people of the community are served. And I think that, you know, his heart is not only in the politics of the city and the county, it's for the people in general, and that, to me, is a broader aspect of the humanity of him. So I'd just like to pass that on and say good luck for him.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Bob, thanks so much for the call.
You're quite welcome. Thank
very,
you.
Very, very positive. And support. Hey, Bob, go ahead and stay on the line. Let's make sure we get some information that we need from you.
Okay.
Okay. God bless you. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
You know, Breen, you touched on it earlier. And by the way, I just want to make sure that the people know, our community of listeners know that there's still a little bit of time. 296-5467, if you got a question you want to ask, Breen, or something you want to say to Breen, or you can go ahead and call us at 296-5467. He's running for city council. But Breen, you touched on it about this... why me? Why me? What is it that you've often asked?
Well, I mean, exactly that. Why me? I mean, there was a point where I kept saying, God, leave me alone. You know, I don't want to get into politics. That's crazy. That's not for me. Choose someone else.
You know, I remember years ago, someone, of course, he's a minister, an evangelist, Billy Graham. Someone asked him, you know, of course, of his fame and his influence. He's influenced presidents, an international leader. Someone said, hey, Billy, why did God choose you? Kind of challenging him, actually, with that question, you know. Why you? Why you? And Billy responded by saying, when I get to heaven, that's the first question I'm going to ask. Why me?
That's great.
Yeah. Well, some people today, Breen, are facing some really tough times. Tough with the economy. Things have lasted an extended period of time. We don't know how all things are going to wrap up and end. But, you know, what would you say to somebody who doesn't have a job? Somebody that quite recently found out that they don't have a job. Or maybe someone today who's listening and it's like their world was shaken in such a huge way. They got a phone call and things have changed. But they're in a real tough place. What would you say?
Well, having been there myself, I would say, you know, just have faith. God is so good that God will provide some way. But be careful and don't make the mistake I did. Try to go left when God wants you to go right. And, you know, just pray on it. Just listen for what God says. And the right doors will open. And sometimes bad things happen. God lets bad things happen to get your attention, to get you focused, to get you down the right path. But God is so great, He will provide.
You know, Breen, I'm so grateful that you have been with us today. Because having guests like you add more, it broadens our ability to communicate to more people and helps keep us our fingers on the pulse of what's going on in our society. In the next few weeks, you're going to hear more stories, next few days, more stories like this. I want you to invite someone to listen and they can be inspired. If you know a gripping story like Breen's, well, send them our way. Go to www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Let us know about them. Here's our scripture for today. It comes from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Breen Harimoto. Until tomorrow, along with our technical producer, Leah Rodriguez, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
You have been listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro, along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva. We hope you have enjoyed our show and that you have been inspired by our featured guests and their stories of God's hand in their lives. Be sure to join us next week for more stories of hope in a time of crisis. Invite a friend to listen. There's no better time than today to unleash your God-given potential. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Just